When hope seemed lost for a young girl in 1947, a letter to Padre Pio sparked a series of miraculous events. Join me as we uncover this inspiring story of faith and divine intervention, involving both Padre Pio and Our Lady. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today I have a beautiful story from The Vineyard of Padre Pio by Polish theologian and writer Czesław Ryska. It's an inspiring account of faith, healing, and the remarkable intercession of both Our Lady and Padre Pio himself. So, without further ado, let's dive right in. In August 1947, in the city of Genoa, northwest Italy, lived a 12-year-old girl named Rosetta Polo Riva. For about a year, she had been hovering between life and death. It all started with what seemed like a simple sore throat, but things quickly spiraled into pleurisy, which is the inflammation of the thin layers of tissue that separate our lungs from the chest wall, followed by severe swelling, and finally a dangerous heart condition. The doctors tried everything they could, but at one point they realized nothing more could be done. They couldn't offer any hope, leaving Rosetta's parents to do the only thing they could: place their trust entirely in God. Day after day, her parents prayed before an image of Our Lady, asking for their daughter's healing. But despite their fervent prayers, Rosetta's condition remained unchanged. The days stretched on, and it felt like hope was slipping through their fingers. Then one relative had an idea. Write a letter to San Giovanni Rotondo and ask for Padre Pio's help. Now here's where things take an extraordinary turn. Soon after the letter was sent, Padre Pio made his presence known to Rosetta in a way that would leave anyone speechless. Imagine this. One morning, Rosetta, still battling her illness, suddenly sees a friar standing before her. He speaks gently. "Good morning, Rosetta. Don't be afraid. I am Friar Pio from Foggia. They wrote to me about you, so I am here. If you're good, I will come back again when your parents are home. Then I will bless you all." Now, the author doesn't mention it, but I imagine this encounter gave Rosetta a sense that help was finally on its way. That evening, Padre Pio appeared again. But this time, he showed Rosetta the wounds on his hands. And, as if that wasn't enough, he pulled out photographs of children he had cured, saying, "Look, this one was blind and now can see. This other one was mute and now speaks." He then reassured her, "Tell your mother not to cry anymore. I have not come to announce your death, but rather your cure. Our Lady of Grace will bring your health. She will visit you on the 28th of August around 8 o'clock in the evening. Prepare a lovely altar with her image." And then he disappeared. When the 28th arrived, Padre Pio appeared once more, showing Rosetta the exact window where Our Lady would make her appearance. As she waited, Rosetta heard a heavenly hymn. And then, like something straight out of a dream, a luminous figure emerged from a cloud. It was Our Lady holding the baby Jesus in her arms. With a few gentle words, Our Lady promised Rosetta that she would be healed. And just like that, the vision was over. But before Rosetta could come to her senses, Padre Pio appeared again and said, "I've come to awake you once more. Wasn't Our Lady beautiful? You are already healed. Remember what you have seen for the rest of your life." And just like Padre Pio had promised, Rosetta was completely healed. Medical exams confirmed what the doctors had once deemed impossible. A girl who had been knocking on death's door just days earlier was now full of life and health. Truly a miracle. End of story. This story truly demonstrates the power of faith and prayer, and the special role that both Our Lady and Padre Pio have in bringing us closer to God's grace. I hope it inspires all of you watching to trust in divine intervention. We all face moments of difficulty, but God hears us. And what better way to reach Him than through the intercession of our Blessed Mother and the prayers of Saint Padre Pio. Padre Pio strongly encouraged praying the Rosary, so if you haven't already started, I urge you to begin praying it daily. Let it be your connection to Our Lady, and through her to Christ Himself. As Saint Louis de Montfort beautifully wrote, "I should like to give you even more reason to embrace this devotion, which has been practiced by so many great souls. When the Rosary is recited with meditation on the mysteries, it brings about these marvelous results. It gradually gives us a perfect knowledge of Jesus Christ. It purifies our souls, washing away sin. It gives us victory over all our enemies. It makes the practice of virtue easier. It sets us on fire with love for our blessed Lord. It enriches us with graces and merits. It supplies what we need to repay all our debts to God and our fellow men. And finally, it obtains all kinds of graces for us from Almighty God." Thank you so much for watching. If you already pray the Rosary every day, please let us know in the comments section below. Your devotion just might inspire others to start as well. Also, if you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.